Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, it's a game.
I'm something like a king in my city. Crown. They treat me like royalty when they see me. Crown. And all that hating and that bullshit you doing. Crown. I'm something like a king in my city. Captain salute. On the west, I'm the truth. Let me give you the proof. Who kept the city hot when y'all thought it was dead? Bread up, money right. Still dodging the feds. Still busting them heads. Still toting that lead. Red dot at your knot. If I clutch you dead, check the crown. I'm king. Streets crown them king. These niggas say they speak the truth, but they don't sound like me. It's the heir to throne. Beware the throne. Got your baby mama eating dick somewhere in the stone. Disrespect the round table, then I'm flaring the chrome. Ask your bitch who run the throne. Swag king is home.
Gotta kill
the great
out,
bitch. I'm something like a king in my city.
Crown.
They treat me like royalty when they see me.
Crown.
Salute me, ain't no taking the knee like you cap, no cap, I'm at your cap, all that capping, let's keep it gangster. In my city, I'm LeBron, King Dunn, crown me now, nigga, I'm ready right now, nigga, and I don't know now, nigga, fucking with me, no debating that major facts with that flagrant ass, they too foul when I check them, I had to check them. About that check, I had to check them, and these hands, Odell Beckham, don't you catch them, I'm going down in history. You niggas history, my city gon' show up for the dumb, and that's uplifting. Salute me or shoot me, I'ma die about this. The epitome of a king, and I stand on that gang shit, nigga. I'm something like a king in my city. When they see me,
crown,
crown, and all that hating and that bullshit you doing,
get from round me, yeah.
I'm something like a king in my city,
crown,
they treat me like royalty when they see me,
crown.
What's jerking? You already know it's the mister. We back at it again with another Chop On It, baby. This is Chop On It Monday, April 15, 2019. You dig? Man, today's topic, one of the topics is, do you think that the hip-hop and the music industry is practicing demasculation with its mainstream artists? Now, all of our topics come from either the topics requested through the Facebook inbox page. We have people send in topics they want us to discuss, different things like that. So every topic is coming from the people. These are things that, you know, that they wanted to hear on or they wanted us to touch on. So we're going to get into that today. And also, we're going to give some updates. Since we got all these people from Muskogee be coming through, we're going to give some updates about Women's Basketball League that they got started now, man. The Oklahoma Tatanka, I believe, is what they're called. So we will be dropping that in the news day and a whole lot of other stuff. But before we get into that, man, we're going to get into some of this Bands Up Rick, my checkup. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's get this started off right. You dig? Let's rock.
Give a fuck about these hoes. Man, you so damn ratchet. Do anything for the dough. Man, you so damn nasty. I ain't tripping, can't wife you. But I will come pipe you. My last chick still loving the crew. But it's alright, bruh. I respect your hustle. But I just can't trust you. I don't need handcuffs, bitch. I ain't gonna cuff you. Your baby daddy is a lame. You be fucking out his brain. Come to me for some change. But I ain't going to the bank. Up with my bros, stacking his change. Trying to make it do a flip. Messing with you, I be missing my profit. Cause you be smoking all my shit. Man, F all that. Told the trick, fall back. I be searching for that meal. You still be searching for a sack. I ran and got me a bag. Now my checker, my checker. I had to get me a bag. Now my checker, my checker. I ran and got me a bag. Now my checker, my checker. I had to get me a bag. Now my checker, my checker.
I had to go get me that bag. Fill that bitch up with some cash. The four in the coupe. I skirted the digital dash. My checker, 150 in cash. I'm puffing that good, 150 a bag. Go get it, I got it, I does it. I'm dripping the sauce in public. I'm flipping them packs and I love it. I'm sending them packs to my brother. Hey, shout out my nigga Big Dog. That nigga, he showed me love. That's my shooter, no bodyguard. Yeah, my Big Dog on the bar. Keep a bad bitch look like Trina. I'ma kill it, need subpoena. Back of the coupe, water dripping. Wet, Aquafina. Ran my check up on these hoes. Can't flex up on these hoes. Ran my check up on these hoes. Watch me flex up on these hoes. Flex.
They say that every lesson bought is just more knowledge gained. That's why my mentality ain't the same. I'm from the home of the brave and the land of the free. Where they say we got freedom of speech, so I let it rain. Cause this life's so open to interpretation. And all of its fallacies can make you lose all motivation. Yeah, so you gotta strive to keep your head up while still believing in your heart that one day all this rain gon' let up. And faith ain't seeing, it's a substance of things hoped for. But most of y'all out here just call it dreaming. That's why we sleeping on our youth and still refraining from the truth. But it ain't a problem till it come back home to you. That's why my people fear for a lack of motivation. With no regards for all the time that's wasted. Trying to come up off the block, but most just end up getting knocked. But will this cycle ever stop?
Opportunity is there, if you just think it. Can't show down, all you gotta do.
Taking off from my current position, I finally landed. I hope you can manage my mangling of their deception. Told me to stay down, did your best to see that. Hardships, I handled them, even when it seemed too much. Came through in the clutch, now it's nothing to me. And no matter what, I gotta keep my head up. Every day's a challenge, but I gain more mileage than a long haul truck, a built Tonka toy tuck. Stiff opposition sets a forecast. I stay parallel, cause certain things matter not. Handle mine, cause my son don't want Jay, but he's never met him. Gotta punch a time clock, cause I'll be damned if he don't get him.
Opportunity is there if you just stick with it. Ten toes down, all you gotta do is get it. Hold on.
And never fall, stay ten toes. yourself down and keep the Lord above all. Look past the opposition and see straight to your future. Hustling past the horizon, no stopping, it's rain or shining. That's why I'm on my own 10 and ain't no stopping till we reach our destination. Despite the falls, we rise above all so we can be who we were meant to be. Kings and queens, ruling the land.
Opportunity is there if you just stick with it. 10 toes down, all you gotta do is get in. Hold on, hold on to your dreams. The opportunity is there if you just stick with it. 10 toes down, all you gotta do.
What's going on? We back at it. It's the Mister, and you know what that sound is, baby. It's time to drop some news on you. Anytime you hear that right there, man, you know that news is coming. We're going to feed you with that news, okay? So, different right here, man. We got to drop this news clip on you, man. Coming out of CNN. It's dealing with a historical building that I believe everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, about this building. It was a fire. Like I said, this is from CNN World. It was a fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. It says what happened was a massive blaze at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris devastated large parts of the 850-year-old church. While the fire is now under control, the cathedral's ironic spire fell during the hours it took to battle the blaze. Big man, it say you can go and check that out. Look it up, man. I know that the cathedral's been around, you know, for. Hey, man, it just told you how long. So, catching fire, man, you know, man, there's a lot of history that goes in that place for, you know, different people. So, very sad thing, man. And it's in the time of heightened political, religious, and sectarian division, a fire in the Catholic Cathedral in France brought the world together and shared sorrow. The massive, majestic cathedral looked like it had been there forever and will remain until the end of time. If only for a moment, Notre Dame ablaze reminded us that we all share this world, that human history means everyone's past. Human history means everyone's past. I agree with that. So, man, definitely, like I said, go check that out, man. That was on that's off of CNN World News. Y'all know how I do it, man. I like to drop that news into you. And before we get in big in today's topic, we're going to give you another news story, man, that's dealing with somebody, a woman from out of Wichita, Kansas, where I'm located. And this is coming from Cake News. All right. So we're going to make sure we get this right for y'all, man, so we can tell the right information. But Cake News is saying a Russian embassy demands the release of a woman in Wichita kidnapping case. Right, says the Russian embassy is demanding the release of a citizen convicted of taking her children from the U.S. to Russia amid a divorce. 38-year-old, we're not going to pronounce that name because that's a Russian name and we ain't going to get it wrong. But the woman was convicted last month on count of international parenting, kidnapping, and 2 counts of attempting to extort money. She is referred to by her married name of Mowgli. In court document, that's much better. The Russian embassy said Friday in a tweet that she should be returned to her children and described the behavior of U.S. authorities as lawless. Prosecutors said she left Wichita, Kansas in April with 1 child from her first marriage and another child from a second marriage to Brian Mogan. She gave birth to a 3rd child soon after returning from Russia. The children are thought to still be in Russia. Okay? And then the Russian embassy put out a tweet, man, said, we demand that the U.S. authorities stop the lawless behavior and release this Russian citizen, thus returning the mother to her children. Okay. Representative Ron Estes, he tweeted out, man, that they've attempted to work with Russian authorities to find a diplomatic solution to the situation on behalf of a constitute, but clearly Russia is not interested in adhering to court rulings or acting in good faith. Okay, man, so this is what been going on, man. Russian embassy demands the release of a Wichita woman, man, because they're trying to get a kidnapping. Russia is calling saying it's wrong, saying they shouldn't have detained her. So, man, if you heard that story or if you got any comments on any of those stories, man, or any of those news pieces that we dropped, I'll punch you in, man. I'd love to get your thoughts. Now, today's topic, what we're going to get into, man, like I said, all our topics will come from people, man, that send in different ideas and different things they want us to speak on or want us to touch on. So I do my best, and we do our best to try to do that. So the demasculation, okay? First of all, man, before I go into it, I'm going to say it's not a bashment of anybody that likes the same sex. This is not what this is about. This is dealing with more or less like some of the mind control and some of the things that they're doing, some of these people playing these games, and a lot of the people, regular people, watching it, soaking it up, and then imitating it. Okay, so demasculinized, in the Urban Dictionary, they give it to you as the act or process of reducing someone's masculinity through the words or actions to reduce emasculinity. Yeah. This is what we're going to be talking about today, man. And in hip hop, a lot of people are very vocal about what they see or say, well, these rappers wearing dresses now, or, you know, they got the skinny jeans on and this and this and this. You got rappers kissing on each other, men kissing on men. And we're not saying that if you're same sex or if that's what you prefer, then we're not bashing you or nothing. What we're saying is how they're promoting this demasculinization of men, and particularly black men. Okay. Now I'm gonna read this right here. I'm gonna read a little report done on this. Okay. It starts off and say, I'll make sure I get everything right, man. It says, normally I wouldn't tolerate Twitter mobbing, but light is my mission, so it's time to bring this conversation. This is a direct relationship between the forced enslavement of black men into white society, the ongoing fear of black men by white men, the racist global system of white supremacy that we all live in, and the feminization of black men in Western society. Simply, exposing the weapons of white supremacy is not an attack on homosexuality. Instead, this is an effort to expose social engineering as a continuation of strategies to neutralize the black man and dissolve the integrity of the black family. Okay? Feminization. Something else we're talking about on here. This is the second part of it. Feminization is soft genocide. Feminization means to make a male like a female. They are male in physical sense, but no longer live, think, or act as males. They are emasculated. Okay? Emasculating a population is more effective and far less politically damaging than hard genocide. Hard genocide is the direct destruction of people through mass murder. Soft genocide is the indirect destruction of people by influencing their culture and thus their behavior. For instance, integration was used to destroy the revolutionary spirit of black communities. Say that again. Integration was used to destroy the revolutionary spirit of black community. Okay, it goes on to say, the white world fears black men, and since hard genocide is not viable yet, they understand that the best way to significantly reduce the threat from us is to turn our males into females so that they make themselves into non-threats. Okay, so I mean, definitely, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the demasculinization and feminization that's going on inside the hip-hop community, in the music community, the music industry, man. It's all over it. Again, this is not bashing any homosexuality. I just read the purpose of what we're doing this for. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into one of these songs. When we come back, we're going to take a call. We want to hear what y'all think. You know, we're going to bring the topics to it, and then we're going to see what y'all, how y'all feel about it, man, and what the people, how they really feel on their hearts about it. So let's go ahead and head to the 918. We're going to holler at my bro, Bands Up Rick. Let's get it.
Trying to see it all. The money, yeah, make me more. I wanna see it all. The money, yeah, make me more. The money, yeah, make me more. I wanna see it all. Ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, a hundreds, yeah. I wanna see it all. Ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, a hundreds, yeah. I wanna see it all. I wake up to get my cake up. I just wanna see it all. I'm on a ball. I told her mama, hey, look, I got ya. You dancing off in the clubs, I spot ya. Me and the homies came here to tip you. You dancing and we know what that tip do. Ain't a tip drill. She got her money though. I told my partner, man, look, that's my honey, bro. Yeah, 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 yeah. She bad and she know it. I'ma tip you real good. I'm trying to take you out the hood. Players club around this motherfucker. Girl, you bad as diamond in this motherfucker.
I wanna see it all. The money, yeah, make me more. The money, yeah, make me more. I wanna see it all. The money, yeah, make me more. The money, yeah, make me more. I wanna see it all. One's five. 10s, 20s, 50s, 100s, yeah. I wanna see it all. 1s, 5s, 10s, 20s, 50s, 100s, yeah. I wanna see it all.
Lil Rick Man or Bands Up Rick, also known as Lil Rick Man, it's Bands Up Rick now. Wanna see it all, man. That right there is jerky, man. I likes that cut, man. He done came through, dropped some bangers on us, man. But we're gonna get back off into this. And first off, let me start before we punch people in, man. Nobody's views on this, however they is, even if I don't agree with them, we're not gonna disrespect your views. We're not gonna disrespect your opinions or your thoughts. You dig? This is a platform for you to voice how you feel about certain topics and certain situations and issues. So I'm not gonna bash you. We're not gonna allow nobody to bash you or to come at you any way negative about what you say. Let me give you this little formula real quick, okay? Emasculization plus effeminization minus education equals domination. This is the formula for the destruction of the black male and white supremacist society. Yeah. So that's a fact right there. So we're going to go ahead and punch. We're going to get these to the calls, man. We got the call log lit up, man. Appreciate everybody that then called in, is tuned in right now, man. Like I said, when I click you on, we want to hear your thoughts about the situation. So let's go to the 918-918-0774. Welcome to Chop On It. What's good?
What it do, famo?
What's going on with you, famo?
Oh, man, shoot, I ain't making no lot of noise.
Hey, man, for everybody that's tuned in right now, man, this is my famo right here, man. It's Jag the Official. We got some music that we spent already from him, and we got another one we're going to play, too. Jag, man, I know me and you be chopping it up all the time, famo, on a wide range of topics, man, that I know me and you going to bring to the show on some stuff. How you feel about this demasculinization that's going on pop in the music industry? What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, like, to me, I mean, like, you know, I was always taught, you know what I'm saying, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
And, like, you know, a lot of artists nowadays is pretty much just looking at contracts, man. They ain't really, you know what I'm saying, reading into them to see what it entails, you know what I mean? But it ain't even just in the music industry, man. I mean, they using the music industry to, you know what I'm saying, to pretty much do the same thing with, you know, with the youth out here in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I agree with you on that viewpoint, because, man, you know, we see it every day, and especially when you go and research some of these things, and that's what I encourage everybody. We always encourage them to research, man, because once you start researching stuff, you actually find out the real facts behind stuff, or you find out the real means, and then you look at your community or you look at what's going on, and you be like, dang, you know, you got a better understanding, and you can understand what's going on. I totally agree with you, famo. I think a lot of artists might not even know you know what I mean, what's going on with them until it's too late, you know what I mean? But like you said, man, I was taught the same thing. If you don't stand for something, man, you're going to fall for anything. And at the end of the day, it's still, you know, they got a personal choice, man, whether to keep pushing that to the community and to the youth or to just be real. And that's what I want to say, man, because before we go deep, Mo, you know, I got some friends and homies, man, that's, you know, they like the same sex. I don't, you know, that's them. That's what they do. I don't disrespect, but they got very good insights on this situation. And one of them, you know, he got at me. He was like, man, they need to just be real. If that's what you are, then that's what you be, and that's what you show, be yourself. But don't fake it, because it's people who are fighting for rights, fighting for justice in certain situations that's really living that life and, you know, really truly about that. And some of them take it as kind of like, you know, you using our image to make millions off of. But then when you get off camera, you know, it's a whole totally different lifestyle. Or you're never standing up for the right. You're never at the rallies, or you're never at the hearings. You're never at the speeches or at the courthouse fighting for the rights like a lot of them. So I don't know if there are a lot of these rappers and, you know, just people that are pushing this. I don't know if they're paying attention. But it is a lot of people that feel like, you know, our image is being, not my image, but their image is being used, you know what I mean, to make money off of. And I agree with what you're saying.
I mean, like, I mean, just like, you know, you could, you know, we could take the, you know what I'm saying, the passing of Nipsey Hussle, for example, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people is taking advantage of that right now, too, you know what I mean, trying to make a name for themselves, which to me, you know what I'm saying, is some bull. You know what I mean? Because you really taking away from what he stood for, you know what I'm saying, as an individual, you know what I'm saying, overall.
Right, right, right. And that's the main, that's one of the reasons, one thing I said on that was, you know what I mean, I wish people, and I can't make nobody do nothing but myself, he did, but I would have liked to see more people posting what he was trying to accomplish, the facts, you know what I mean? Don't just tell people, hey, man, this is what he was on. Man, put them facts out there. Spread that word. That's what he was on, you know what I mean? So get deeper into it. Go do your research. Get off of just Facebook and Instagram. Go research and see, okay, let me see what he was on. Oh, he on this. Well, then let me post about this. Let me tell folks, hey, man, stop eating this. Start eating this. This is what Nipsey was on. And like you said, with all the agendas that's going on, especially in the hip-hop and music industry, they want people to get caught up in doing those kind of acts, which is good to show love, but while you're doing those kind of acts, you got to also keep your eye open for the truth, and you got to spread that truth. And what we're going to do here on the show, we're going to do it this week. We're going to bring some real facts of what Nipsey was trying to accomplish, some of the things he was talking about, some of the things he was working on at the time, and what he got hip to the knowledge to. And that was my thing, man. As our culture, we got to smarten up a little bit, but we got to start looking at things, man, at all angles. It's 2019. We can no longer look at things in one way. We got to look at them all angles. People have played with us for so much, man, our race, our women, our men, you know what I mean? Even just people of color and minorities, men all together. They played with us for so long, so they done showed us that we got to be smart now. They done showed us, man, that we can't just go off of what they show us in front of our face. You did. So another of what I wanted to get your view too on is, like we said, this is not bashing, you know what I mean? Same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, not bashing that, man. That's how you feel. That's how you live your life. I ain't got nothing to say about it. But these rappers and when they came out wearing the dresses and getting these laces, these lace front wigs. You know, I'm not a female, so I don't know too much about it, but like Young Jock, man, salute to the brother for what he done, but I don't agree with, you know, not being real, you know what I'm saying, coming down being real. You got the money. He was on that platform, so it's irrelevant to say he was afraid to come forward or all that. You stand in front of thousands of people and seen with your shirt off and all that, you're very comfortable around strangers. So we got to be real. But how do you feel when they start allowing straight men to wear some of these female clothing to produce their music, to gain the fans, and to put it in our face? What you feel about that?
Oh, I mean, like, man, that's terrible. It's setting a bad example. That's, I mean, ain't no different than Young Thug with a dress on, you know what I'm saying, on the cover of his album, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, demoralizing and demasculating, you know what I'm saying, men, that's a prime example in itself. Like, come on now. How many men you know going to put on a dress?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially if you're a straight man, you know.
Right. You know, and that's what I don't, you know what I mean? I don't agree with it at all, you know what I mean? That set a bad example for the youth. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and
if we can't,
that formula
if we can't,
that we gave, that played right into that formula.
Right.
Because
so, I mean,
especially after the Young Thug, look at the wave of the youth that started mimicking exactly the things that they were promoting. I mean, man, we seen it down to 13-year-old, 7-year-old boys, you know what I mean, who all of a sudden now, you know, they want to wear their mama makeup. They want to do this. But they sitting, they listening to all this, you know, that's going on, and they soaking up all this that's going on in the hip-hop industry and the music industry. And we know ain't nobody perfect, but be real. If you like that, then be real with it. Don't just use it to control the masses of the game popularity. Don't be fake with it. Be real with it. And that's
right.
My take on the whole thing, man. Be real with it. If that's what you're going to do, then come out and let that be known. I know a lot of people, I'm going to get your thoughts on this Madea too, man. I know a lot of people rock with Madea, support Tyler Perry and the Madea, all of that you did. So the first time Tyler Perry came out with the Madea, man, me and my daddy had a discussion. Like we said, man, I got friends who same sex, all that, man. So this ain't no bashing them, man. It's just being real. We talking about how, you know what I mean, how this is being projected onto the culture through the hip-hop industry, through this entertainment industry, and in a bad way. So with the Madea, me and my pops always said, you know, it's plenty. And I understand the relationship to the character that he was playing, but it's plenty black women actors out there that are being blackballed by the system. It's plenty black women actors out there who have been denied, I should say, opportunities to win some of these awards that other races have won. And this is not just me just going off the end, this is some real facts. You know, you can look at people like Angela Bassett and so forth. But you can't tell me you couldn't found a nice, decent black woman actor, even if she's an upcoming actor, to give an opportunity to bring up. You know, and I know he helped a lot of people, but why? Now you look at it now and look at all these Facebook comedians that dress in wigs and dress like women and do their comedy acts to gain more views and to gain more popularity. You see what I'm saying? Which I don't rock with that. I don't feel that. You know what I mean? If you're going to be real, be real. What's your thoughts on that situation with the Madea situation, man?
I mean, I can understand that. I mean, if you think, though, I mean, Tyler Perry wasn't really, like, the first individual, you know what I'm saying, to take that route as far as screen, you know what I'm saying, scripting, and then, you know what I'm saying, using this platform to carry it out, you know what I mean?
Martin did it.
Martin did it.
What's
his name? The guy that played Mrs. Doubtfire, what's his name?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams.
Man,
you know,
Robin Williams, one of the best comedians, man, to come through. And his Doubtfire, I ain't gonna lie, man, when I was younger, Doubtfire came up. Man, I love that movie. I never wanted to be like him or dress like him or put, you know, had no breasts and no woman features or nothing. But he was hilarious, man. But in his life, he lived that life. You see what I'm saying? Like, he lived the life that he was kind of portraying in there. I believe he was showing that side of himself. Good, good movie, man.
Right.
But, yeah, that was a cool little movie right there. It had a message in it, too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying, like, I mean, if you're going to use your platform, you know what I'm saying, be real with it. I mean, that's the end in everything that you do, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you got a lot of sports athletes, you know what I'm saying? They have views and whatnot. I mean, a lot of them use their platform, you know what I'm saying, for good, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them use their platform, the image that's portrayed, and they set for example, man, not a good one, you know what I mean? Like, how you making $1 million, but yet you still trying to be a thug? Or how you making $1 million, you know what I'm saying, and you willing to sacrifice everything that you done worked hard for just because you upset with another individual. So now you just like the average Joe off the street, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know what I'm saying, if you'd have made it, make it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that look up to you. Even it's people that ain't made it that's still, you know what I'm saying, are icons, you know, in the communities and neighborhoods that they came from. You know what I mean?
Straight
so
up,
everything,
yeah.
In my opinion, if you're going to be a leader, lead by example. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And to piggyback a little bit off of what you say before we get into this break real quick, because we're going to take some more calls, Femo, and get them on with us and see what they think. And another thing that I was going to say on that, like I was speaking just a few minutes ago about the little boys, man, and everybody, you know, like we said, man, it's not bashing certain people, but this is addressing the situation. And in the situation, what's going on with our culture right now, we need strong males. We need strong males to stand up and fight again. If we can get more strong males floating through the next generation, even now, a lot of us males standing up and really being strong, man, a great is going to rise. A great one is going to rise, and we got to get behind that great one. One thing, man, we got to quit looking at these superstars as gods and as kings and queens. They are people just like us, just circumstances, and in their circle of life, things worked out for them, blessings that they were supposed to get in their life reached them. So we can't do nothing about that, but we can't be holding these people like they idols. Y'all know what to say about that, man, so we can't do that. So we're going to get back into it. We're going to take a real quick break, man, and then we're going to get back to this topic. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to jump out here to Arkansas, man, holler at the Femo 200 because he be punching.
Girl, girl on my dick. Tracy, I'm the motherfucking done. Solo, I ain't lost it, I still got it. Mojo, everything for the low. Bogo, I got the plug on the bird. Dodo, my bitch so sick. Lord, yellow frame, blue top. Mars, and it's when I'm fucking ripping. Bars, I stay blowing on some Mars. Mars, I'm eating on you, hating niggas munching. My bank rolls like a loaf, lunching. 200 about to fuck the game up. Punching like I'm boxing the beat. When I'm punching, I'm eating on you, hating niggas munching. My bank rolls like a loaf, lunching. 200 about to fuck the game up. Punching like I'm boxing the beat. When I'm punching.
You back, man. It's the Mister. You're on with the Mister and Jag the Official. This is Chop on the Monday, April 15th, 2019, baby. We getting it in, man. Jag, you on there with me, Famo?
You know it.
What you think about that cut right there from 200, man? That punching, man. Did you get where he was going? How he was trying to attack it?
I love it. That was kind of snazzy right there. I was kind of jamming with that right there.
Man,
say, really, I love. Like, I be like, DJ, run that back one more time.
Straight up, man. And he said, did this track, man, his son, Lil 200, working on, man. And man, Lil 200 got some skills. We let him open up to the top on it. You know how we do it, FMO. We had to let him go sell the roses, but couldn't keep him in the inside, man. Females was tripping, but we let the little man get the roses, get the money. But he got some skills, Famo, man. I'm going to have to send you that track so you can peep it out.
Man, already.
Well, man, let's get back into it, man, into the topic, into the discussion, man. Let's take some calls, Famo, see what's on some of the people mind out there. Let's jump out to the 405. So let's go 405, last 4-0-3-8-1. 4-5-0-3-8-1. Welcome to Top On. Who we got? You on there?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Can y'all hear me?
Who do we have?
Hey, this is Caledonia.
What's going on with you, Caledonia?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening in to y'all talk. And what he said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's true because a lot of people that are looking for fame in the music industry, especially the young guys, they're vulnerable, and they kind of sacrifice their manhood for the money and the fame.
Right. They pretty much throw their values out the window.
Yeah. So some of them, they're so desperate, you know, and that's what a lot of the guys in the industry are homosexual, you know, and that's what they do. They pray because there's so much talent out here, you know, and
yeah,
it's like you have to sell your soul, you know, in order to, you know, because like you can make a lot of money on a local level. You know, you can have fans, like, locally and make a lot of money. Like, you can be wealthy, but that's when it comes to, like, the the riches is when a lot of them, like, they start wearing dresses. Like, Hollywood, even in Hollywood, make them put on dresses and stuff. And shame our race.
Right. And so, I mean, trying to create a different culture, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about, like, when we're talking about the demoralization, you know what I mean, and the demasculating of our youth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's good. I'm glad you called in, Caledonia, and we got you on to get a woman's perspective, woman's viewpoint, insight into this, too. because this is something that we all, you know, all seen, and we as men, you know, we look at it one way, but we value the opinion of our women supporters, man. We appreciate y'all, and I agree with that insight, and I agree with you. I feel like sometimes they after that fame and they after that money, and everybody always say, it's the same with rappers, everybody say, hey, man, don't sell your soul. Hey, man, don't sell your soul. And everybody joke with it. Everybody joke about it. But it's only few is given that opportunity to have that fame and that fortune to do certain things. It's only a few that's not going to do it. So I definitely agree with you on that, and I appreciate you for calling and giving your view on it.
Yeah, and something else I want to say about it is, like, you know, with us women, it's okay, you know, like, for somebody to be gay. That's their prerogative, you know.
Right.
But when they're on the DL and they're gay, and, like, there's a lot of even guys, like, in the industry, they're gay, you know, they got all this money, but then they'll turn around and sleep with men and women. And the women don't know, you know, that they be gay, you know, and then that's not good. So if there's some gay guys listening, and if you're gay, let it be known, you know, don't be in the closet gay, you know, be out. I respect somebody that's gay and they're out, you know, but if they're gay inside the closet, that's like a fake snake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miss Caledonia, you know, you're always more than welcome to come on, chop on it, and give your opinions and your thoughts, your views. We respect them. I appreciate it. We definitely got to get you back on, because I see you've been making them decals and you've been getting busy. So I got to get with you, because there's summer coming up and I'm going to definitely need some stuff. So how we do it, might as well support our own. So I'm going to contact you so we can set up something to get some work going on.
Already. Yeah.
Already.
But just keep bringing that real, you know, because you be talking about topics that people need to hear. A lot of people don't want to talk about it, you know, and that's good. I mean, I love what you're doing.
Getting to the facts.
Yeah, getting to the facts, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Caledonia. We got time. We'll bring you back on. Appreciate it. Like I said, you're more than welcome to call in anytime.
Okay. All right. Y'all guys be good.
All right, one love. Now, see, that was cool, Famo, to get, you know what I mean, a woman's view, insight on it, man, because this subject right here, man, a lot of people talk about it, you know what I mean? A lot of people be discussing it, man, so we had to get in it. We got a lot of people on the switchboard, Famo, so, you know, we're going to get into a lot of them and get their viewpoints and thoughts on it. Let's go and jump back to the 918 real quick. Let's go 918. Last 4-29-62. 918-29-62. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got? You on there? 918-29-62.
What up? Bands up, Rick.
Hey, little Rick.
Bands
up,
Rick. What's good with it? Man, ain't nothing. What's happening?
Man, you got
what's happening? Say what? Well, okay, hold up. I can't hear y'all. What's popping?
I say, shit, you got the best hand for everybody that's tuned in right now, man. This Bands Up Rick. You know what I mean? Y'all done heard his music on several other shows. He came on and spoke, gave his comments. We've been playing some of his music on the show. We got some more we're going to throw on there. Bands Up Rick, man. What's been going on with you?
Man, bro, out here, Playing chess, bro. Let me keep it 100, man. It's chess, not checkers, man. Making my moves count. You already know.
Yeah.
Here I am playing chess on the checkerboard. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me? Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the topic discussion we've been chopping on, man? Man, bro, I'm gonna be honest. You're gonna have to kind of briefly run me by it because I just really got tuned in. Like I said, I just got out of basketball practice with my little one, man.
What we're talking about is the demoralizing and demasculating the male models in the industry, bro.
You talking about like the Young Thugs and the Uzi Verts and how they misleading the youngsters and the thinking that they're carrying purses and stuff is cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
All right, well, hey, my honest opinion, man, I don't like it. You feel me? I can't get into that, man. Like, you know, setting a trend is one thing, but when you got the streets already corrupting these kids' minds, you know what I mean? As far as, you know, drugs and gangs and stuff like that, then you got music is powerful. You know what I mean? So you got kids and stuff that will follow you and do what they think is cool. That can even lead up to using drugs. So if you got a young mind that is not strong enough, you know what I mean, to take in what you're doing, and you're telling them that you buy little girls' dresses to wear them as T-shirts, you know? Like that's – I don't like that type of stuff, man. The men carry themselves – they carry themselves around as women. I'm not for that. Like, I think I tuned in with something. She was just saying, you know, if you're gay, be gay. Like, come out and say you gay. If you swinging like both sides, then I don't feel that's right, because you need to let it be known, at least, you know what I mean, because you're confusing people. Like now they're around here trying to dress like that. Like you got people wearing the tight stuff and the purses and I just can't even get with it, man, you know. Now correct me if I'm wrong, you know what I mean? That's my opinion. But I'm not with that, man. You know, being a father of boys and having nephews coming up, and they, you know, they cling on to these every words these rappers are saying nowadays, and they try to, what's that swag. They try to, you know, want to copy and dress like them, and you know what I'm saying? And I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that, man. If you one way, be that way. You know what I mean? I'm not against anybody, but if that's you, be that way. Don't mislead people thinking you this way when really you that way, and it's not coming out in your music the right way.
Right.
That's just my outlook on it, man. I can go a whole lot deeper, but I just ran my blood pressure up.
Hey, look, man. I mean, that's the real deal, though, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
glad, man. We like I said, somebody had inboxed me, man, this topic, and wanted me to, you know, present it here on the platform, man. Cause like I say, we got a lot of people that, you know, they might not want to come on the show and actually speak, and we have no problem with that. But they do other things in other ways, man, to still support or be active. And one of the things he was saying, and this guy, he said, I can, you know, say it, you know, he is in a same-sex marriage. So this is a guy who wanted us to, you know, to talk on this. And one thing he was saying was, at a point in time with the hip-hop and music, it used to show, it went through a revolutionary period. It went through, you know what I mean, like a dancing period, everybody, you know, doing that. And it went through the gangster period, where, you know, it was everybody wanted to be the gangster and the gangster. Right now, well, I got Bands Up Rick on, Jagged Official on, both top hot artists in my opinion, and that just period, no debating. Well, I got y'all on. If there was an artist, and we know there's artists out there that are, you know what I mean, gay and bisexual, but if it was an artist that came out that was openly gay with his and pushed that image from the gate straight out, do you think we as a people would accept it?
If he came out and was just a gay, like, hip-hop artist?
Yeah, he just came out as himself, you know what I mean? Even if he dressed in the dresses and the clothes that, you know, these other ones is doing, even if he did that, but he came out as himself openly with it from the gate, or her, from the gate, because, well, we know, like, it is female artists that got accepted. So we'll talk about the men. Yeah, if he came out from the gate like that, do you think our people would accept it? to where he to where that person to be a superstar like the other ones?
I mean, like right now, I mean, for prime example is you got a new artist, Bobby Light. You know what I'm saying? Now that's
right.
Trina's cousin. Now everybody know that Bobby Light. You know what I'm saying? He gay.
Right.
He don't hide it. He been that way since before he even, you know what I'm saying, really just hit the scene. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, like I don't knock him because that's what he do. But he made that known from the gate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that, you know what I'm saying, he was hiding in the closet. Then, you know what I'm saying, he hit the limelight, and then he's like, I'm on the gate. No, that's not what he done. You know what I'm saying? He been the same individual
right.
since he started. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
so
why
like,
I love this platform, man, because that's what everybody is saying, basically, is just be real. Be real with yourself, man. Come out being who you are. And to touch on what Caldonia said about the Download Brothers, you know, we done seen this. Everybody that's tuned in, and for y'all that's on right now, we might know some and not know it. But I had a deep discussion with a cat about this, man, because, like, you look at the whole Dwight Howard situation, and it's others. But if you messing with women, and then behind closed doors, you're also messing with men. You're not protecting yourself and doing the proper things to stay safe or whatever, man. That's a way to spread disease. And we just going to be real, man. Disease is a real thing. It's everywhere. Sexually transmitted diseases are very real. I'm blessed that I don't have any men. I'm blessed that I didn't go down that route. But a lot of women get brought these diseases from these down low brothers, down low men, and it ruins their lives. It takes away them to have the opportunity for somebody else to love them or love them the right way, man. So how do y'all feel, Bands Up Rick? I'll go to you real quick. How do you feel about the down low brothers, man?
That's a problem with me, man. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, as far as diseases, man, because you know, like you say, like, it could be a woman who like, is all in for her man, and her man behind the door is doing some weird stuff, and, you know, he don't bring it out to her, and then she catch something, and they split up, and she don't know if she got it, and then, you know, and or what if she has a baby and gets pregnant, you know what I mean? It's like you jeopardizing lives, you know,
right.
With that, you know, that I don't like that, all because you ain't man enough to say what you is. Like, if you that, you that. Like I say, me, myself,
right.
I'm not gonna, like, you know, my uncle is gay. I'm going to throw that out there. I have an uncle. My father's brother is gay. I don't love him no different. That's my uncle.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I accept
right.
you how you is, but just let it be known. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
right.
It's a lot at stake when you're not truthful. You know what I mean? You may not think of it like how you know, if you're just trying to hide something, like you say, you may get something unprotected by doing something with this person, and you don't pass it to this person, all because you hide a secret.
And then that person done pass it to another person.
And they done pass it to another person, and they don't deserve that. You know what I mean? Don't nobody deserve what somebody else in the closet five partners down the line done did. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's deep, man. Man, boy, that's deep. That's a deep subject, man. And people really, whoever's listening, man, y'all really need to take heed to this and, like, pay attention. You know what I mean? Like, shoot, I hope we spark somebody's mind to even tell their significant other. Or, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
But that's serious.
That's real.
And life is short.
And look,
you know what I'm saying?
Too short.
Straight up.
But, man. Bro, man, you know, man, I appreciate your view, man. You know, we be chopping it up on a lot of stuff, so I'm glad that we got you on to where we can get your view and insight on stuff, man. Go ahead and tell the people, man, where they can find you at, man, because you've been doing some working and jerking real quick, man. We're going to take some other calls.
I bet, man. Look, on Facebook, just look up /LilRick918. On YouTube, type in search Dream Rick 84 on SoundCloud.
facebook.com/lil_rick1. And shoot, really, you can Google me, man. iTunes, Music, Google Play, type in Lil Rick, you know what I'm saying? New single on there, Kodak, a couple other songs on there, and CDs getting uploaded. So I'm really everywhere, man. Lil Rick, recently switched my name over to Bands Up Rick, so just look for it.
And y'all stay tuned for that Lit Fridays going on down there in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, Lit Fridays in Muskogee, man, at the Downtown Lady, man. I'm the host. Sometimes I DJ. But, yeah, we lit, man. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to get back into the laughs movement, man. You feel me?
And you know what I'm just about to say, man? We're going to load up, and we're all going to come down, man, because, you know, we got to support, man. And I'm going to hit that highway. So like I said, my life, 224 miles of running. That's 224 miles from Wichita to Muskogee. We eat it up. You did.
Ain't nothing.
So, man, bro, appreciate you, man. We gonna keep you on the line, man. We gonna jump off into one of these tracks, man. Matter of fact, we gonna jump off into this Bands Up Rick, did it, and then we gonna come back, man, and take some more calls. So let's go ahead and get off into this Bands Up Rick.
Word.
I told my mama I'm gonna do it. Told my girl we gon' get through it. And I did it. I got a bag now. Used to be penny pinch. Got a bag now. They hating, I don't live it. They don't live it, yo. I told my mama I'm gon' do it. Told my girl we gon' get through it.
Cause I've been on my shit, and they just hate to congratulate me when I do Rick. But it's okay, cause baby, yeah, she gon' hold me down. And I don't fold like them suckers, so don't bring them around. Boss ways, I'm stuck in chasing that check set. Swag up, fly shit, catching that next jet. Please approach me with caution, cause I don't trust it all. I dreamed of millions flat broke, so yeah, I got a ball. Fall, nah, that ain't gon' happen with me. Seen the bottom too many times, I gotta get it. Told my mama I'm about to do what I promised you. And ain't no missing no money, cause I've been grinding for.
Told my mama I'm gonna do it. Told my girl we gon' get through it. And I did it. I got a bag now, used to be penny pinch. Got a bag now, they hate me, I don't love it. They don't love me, yo. I tell my mama I'm gonna do it. Told my girl we gon' get through it. And I did it. I got a bag. Everybody in your life gotta see.
They gotta
sometimes
see.
Your own fam, that's your dream, like you reach it.
But
I done came up now, and they can't believe it.
I know you.
I told her, baby, hold me down through the bullshit.
I got
trying to be the future, you the one I wanna do it with.
Yeah,
you know that we straight forever,
yeah.
Rock until death do us part. But as you got
part.
The king back, queen play your part.
Queen play
we gon' flex
part.
Up on them little bitty bitches. We gon' turn up on them hating at it. $1 million mansion, Gucci slippers,
Gucci slippers.
TV, and tell them come see how we live.
Mine.
I told my mama I'm gonna do it. Told my girl we gon'
get
through it. And I did. I got a bag now. Used to be penny
pinch.
Got a bag now. They hate me, I don't live it. They don't live me, yo. I told my mama I'm gonna do it. Told my girl we gon' get through it. And I did. I got a bag.
I did it again, I think I did it again.
Can't try to stop
it. Again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again.
Can't never stop it.
I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it, then rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it, then rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again. did it again. I'm ducking and dodging the pin. I did it again. I think I did it again. This pussy so good, I ain't hit it again. I told it and robbed them and sold it again. I threw a set full of teams. I'm finna do it again. I'm in the lean with the hen. I'm rolling the green in the fence. I won't fuck you in the bins. Lil' baby, she all the way in. She telling all of her friends. Say I'll be gone in the wind. I just be chasing my ends. Y'all niggas fake and pretend. I put my faith in my hands. I like them blue Benjamins. I'm never losing again. Chopper that came with a twin. Oh, that bitch banging again. I'm steady bringing the end. The plug here through in the van. I just come through with the bands. I just come through with the cash. He fuck around, throw me a hoe. I only pay for a half. Truck weigh me down like a calf. Heard I be holding that bag. Say he got 50 to spend. He like it, then he coming back. He gon' spend 50 again. These niggas wish you would end. Aim at their head and they limbs. I had to do it again. I had to buy me some gifts. I had to chain me some M's. I can't keep waiting on them. I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin. I did it again. I think I did it again. This pussy so good, I ain't hit it again. I sold it and robbed them and sold it again. Put my BM in designer. I put my boy in designer. Tell me another supply. The other one price a little high. I got them discs of that five. I had to find me a buy. It roll on my street like a tie. 24, I don't get tired. The money to switch my top. Hotter than grease on the fire. It ain't no six in this five. Bitch, I'm about to get high. I'm chasing every desire. I'm who your hope on the mind. I'm what your niggas gon' hate. I'm little but gaining my weight. I had to scrape on my plate. You barely getting the taste. All of my niggas is straight. I work for the way to get paid. The dirty the way we get paid. I'm in the field like a slave. Bitch, I'm a ball like the Braves. My dog is on call with some case. I would take K with the race. I had to pick up the pace. Running and fighting the case. I got some money to chase. I gotta stuff me a safe. I had to tie up my lace. I had to clip me some space and come put it all in their face. I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin, I did it again, I think I did it again. That pussy so good I ain't hit it again. I sold it and rocked them and sold it again. I think I did it again, I think I did it again. I'm Mr. Lean in the gin. I think I did it again. I think I did it again. I'm ducking and dodging a pin. I did it again. I think I did it again. This pussy so good, I hit it again. I told it and robbed them and sold it again.
Hey, man, salute, man, everybody. This is Chop On It, Monday, April 15, 2019, man. Big salute, man, to Luke Kane, man. That was Luke Kane. I did it again right there. He will be coming on Club Chop On It at 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., man. That's this Friday he coming on. So make sure, man, if you up 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., Club Chop On It, we get raw. We talk about some raw stuff, man. We have fun. We open the club doors in. Hey, you come in musty, whatever it is, we going to get on you, man. So it's a real cool thing. If you're on the line right now, tuning in with us, appreciate you for tuning in from the phone. Hey, man, we know it takes something to call and tune in out your day, so we appreciate y'all doing that. If you're online rocking with us, man, we appreciate y'all too, man. Much love. Man, we done had a good discussion, Famo, and we got a lot of people on, so we definitely going to get back into some calls. First of all, I got to say, man, mixing that lean in the gin, ooh, man, we definitely going to have to hear how that experience is, because I can't imagine
right. Mixing
the lean in the gin, man.
And that's a hell of a turn-up right there.
Man, that's a level that, you know, I know nothing about, man. So we definitely, when we get him on, we gotta see how he handles that. Because he got to be a strong stomach.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, but it's probably, it's probably thrown like a football, though.
Hey, it might be. It might be, man. That lean in that gin make you do it again, I guess. So we gonna show ass and you see. I seen a video of him on stage. And he was going in. He was in his own world. So that's what it make you do. Oh, yeah, to turn up his real.
And way too real.
Well, let's go ahead, man. Let's dive back into it, man, what we've been discussing. Let's take a call that's been on the switchboard for a little bit now. Let's go to the 316. Let's go 316-6034. 316-6034. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got? Hello, you on there? 316-6034. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the other. Let's get another 316. 316-5951. 316-5951. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got?
This is Perry, man. What's happening?
What's going on with you, man? How you doing today? What doing tonight?
Man, chilling. Chilling. Just listening to the show, man. Relaxing, man.
Okay.
Showing love,
man.
Important, y'all.
As always, fam, old man. Appreciate you for tuning in, man. What's your thoughts on the discussion what we've been having?
Man, I don't even know what the discussion was about. So.
I see you just got on, man. I figured I'll put you on.
Yeah.
We're talking about the demasculation of men. You know, dealing with the hip hop industry, the music industry, and entertainment. You know, in general, about the just the demasculation for us and having them and dresses not being real. We're not bashing like nobody that's gay, anything like that. But far as in, you know, hiding it, and on one side they're doing this, down low brothers. You know, we're kind of talking about the whole, you know what I mean, that whole topic altogether. But far as in with the music being portrayed like the Young Thugs and stuff like that, how do you see, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, I just think that, it's kind of feelings about it, be honest with you, just how we deal with each other as men on the real level, just even not even a hip hop level, just the way it goes, man. It's like a dick swinging contest to me. I mean, to keep it real with you. But
hey, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. And like I said, man, here on Chop On It, man, we don't bash nobody's views or opinions. You know what I mean? We're not here to tell you your view or your opinion is wrong. We appreciate you for sharing your opinion. I know you be tuning in, man. I know we caught you as soon as you tuned in. But, man, I appreciate you for supporting the show, my brother. And anytime you want to, man, call in and we got you.
Right on. Love, famo.
Love. Yeah, man, Jack. So we're going to go on here. We got the switchboard lit up, famo. You want to take another call? Oh,
man, we can take one more call. Who we got? We got this 318-310-4729.
They've been on here for a minute. Say 918-4729. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got?
Hello, y'all
on there? 918-4729. You on there? Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Well, we'll go to the 316. We're going to try to get everybody who want to get their opinion and their views, we're going to try to get them on, man. So let's go back to the 316. Let's go 9371. 316-9371. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got?
Yeah, what up, what up, what up?
Yeah, all with it. Welcome to Top On It. Who we got?
This King 12.
What
up with you,
Pac?
Nothing, man. You know what I mean? I got in a little bit late, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you know, when I got in, you know what I mean? You know, the shit that I heard, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit do go deep, you know what I mean? But it started way back in the day, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the industry, you know what I'm saying? You know what people will do for money, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just, it's fucked up, you know what I mean? How, you know, you know, shit change people's lives, you know, and how money change people's lives and the things that they do, you know. And when you sell your soul to the devil, you know what I'm saying, you don't really see it, you know what I'm saying, until it's all over with, you know what I mean? Go back to, you know what I mean, you know, all kind of stuff, you know what I mean? You know,
oh, yeah,
so, you know, we just got to keep our eyes open, you know what I mean, and, you know, don't be signing, you know, no papers and shit for no money, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, if these motherfuckers acting funny, you feel me? You know, you got to sit down, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Say what?
Say, got to make sure you read that fine print, huh?
Yeah, for sure, you know, and, you look and see what, you know, all of these record companies and all of that shit, you know, and you know what's going to happen next once you sign that paper, they got control of your life, you know, what Tupac say, you know what I'm saying, y'all know what the hell Tupac went through, you know what I'm saying, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, we just got to be able to keep our eyes open, you know what I'm saying, stay forward, you know what I mean, if we got to stick with the underground, you know what I'm saying, you know, Texas style, you know what I mean? You know, and unite together, you know what I mean? Because that's what they don't want us to see. They don't want to see us unite, you know what I mean? They want to try to change you, you know, make you somebody that you ain't, you know what I mean? And then all that social media stuff, you know what I mean? You know, YouTube, that's where, you know, people get out there, and then what they want to do, they want to snatch people in, I like him, or I think we can, you know what I'm saying, do something with him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so it's important, you know, that, you know, we stick together and, you know what I mean, you know, try to, you know, come with our own, you know what I'm saying, as the people, you know? You know, we can't be letting these white people with money just try to take over our lives and shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, look at Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? I ain't saying that, you know, he didn't do no, you know, funny stuff or nothing like that. But look at all the stuff he didn't went through, you know? All the people that didn't left him and all of this stuff, you know? Yeah, they said he had like 200 and something people signed to his record label now, but it was some people that he had before that didn't sign to some major deals, you know what I'm saying? You know, and they're telling, you know, what they're doing behind closed doors, you know, so it's important, you know, you got to watch out for all of that, and all of that, you know what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Bad 12, man, you know, I got a lot of respect for you, man. I know you do your thing, you get it in, man, always from the day I first met you, talking about, you know, coming together, people coming together. So, man, I definitely appreciate you for calling in, giving your views and your thoughts, man. Much respected, man. Anytime you want to call and give your thoughts, go ahead. We got you, fam. Much love.
I'm locked in. I'm on LinkedIn, you know what I'm saying? You know, every time, you know what I'm saying, I can. You know, I'm going to push the station and everything. You know what I mean? To chop on it, you know. And, you know, I want to make sure, you know, that we get, you know, a lot of opinions, you know what I mean? But, you know, it go way back to back in the days when the black people used to play songs for the, you know, for the white people, you know. But it was white slaves, but what people really don't know, you know, we had slaves too, you know.
Right.
And, you know, who knows if the slaves was white, they didn't say that on the slave paper. It don't say that all of them was black, you know. You know, them could have been white slaves, you know. But they liked it, our music. They liked it, our swag. They liked it, what we do, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when black people come together, you know, we're really, we ain't black. We aboriginals, you know, the original people that was here. But when we come together, you know, that's what they're scared of, you know what I mean? And it's major families that we got to look out for, you know what I mean? You know,
right. That's
Rockefellers and all of them, you know what I mean? They got control, you know, they got control over this shit, all of it, you know?
Okay.
And it's important, you know, that we take back our name, you know? Whether I'm to the city or whatever county you in, and, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, stuff, you know what I mean? On it, you know, do your research, you know, but you can take back your name, you know.
Yeah.
And you can get your original name that you had, you know what I mean, so these people ain't got control over you because you got rights from when you was a baby, when you was born, and they can't take it from us, you know. And it's important, you know, that we know the knowledge, you know, and once you know the knowledge, you ain't got to worry about none of that because they're not in your jurisdiction. But right now, we're in their jurisdiction, and we pretty much got to do what they tell us, you know, because they got control over us. You know, I don't know if you know about the law of the land, you know, Google it on YouTube, you know, it's called the law of the land.
Another episode, though, Femo, you hear me? We're going to say that for another topic,
yeah.
Man, because you touched on a lot of things, man, and you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff coming up, man, that's dealing with a lot about what you was touching on. So, man, again, man, much love. Appreciate it. I know everybody that's tuned in, man, can take something away from, you know what I mean, what you were saying, man, on that end. One thing, what I was going to took out of as far as in the music, man, the minstrel show. The minstrel show is where, you know what I mean, the white actors would paint themselves black and perform on stage. You know what I mean? That was the minstrel shows, man, and that's one of the things that he was talking about, that he said on that. But, Femo, let's real quick, man, I'm going to give him the formula again. For everybody that's just now tuning in, man, you know you can always go and replay the show. As soon as the show is over, we'll have the link posted up on the Underground Heat Cover Magazine on Facebook. You'll see it on my page, Jag page. You'll be able to get it. But here go. Listen to this formula if you're just now tuning in. Emasculization, feminization, minus education, equals domination. This is the formula for the destruction of the black male in the white supremacist society. Okay? It's very deep, man. Go look it up. Do your research, man. You'll come across it. But I felt like that right there, we needed to hear that formula. You know what I mean? And that ain't a formula I made up. You know, I do my research, so that's a formula that, you know, I came across many times in a lot of different aspects. Femo, man, we got the board lit up, man. Let's go ahead and take another call, see if we can get another viewpoint in on it. What you think? You on there, Jay? All right.
I'm still here.
We're going to go 469. Let's go 469-1342. 469-1342. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got? All righty. That's all good. The call dropped, man. So something happened, man. It might have been in the car doing their thing. We'll try to come back to the 918. Let's go back to the 918, Femo, 918-3460. 918-3460, welcome to Chop On It. Who we got? Hello? Well, man, we appreciate everybody that's tuned in, man. You know, you ain't got to speak. You know, we ain't going to force nobody to talk, man. We already know. We know a lot of people want to tune in and hear the discussion. I like to listen to the discussion, too. So when we come back, we're going to take a call. Let's see where they go. We got another call, man, that's been on the line that we're going to try to get in and get on the horn. But let's take a real quick break real quick, man. Let's go ahead and jump off into some of this Night Train the Brand, who got his brand game takeover. Fist to takeover, chop on it, man. That's Wednesday. Just to takeover, chop on it, man. Ain't no telling what we going to be talking about. Ain't no telling what you going to hear. I'm just telling you, man, tune in. That's going to be a nice one right there. Femo, let's go ahead and get in this Night Train the Brand, man. That new exclusive, that water. All I wanna do is get a taste of you tonight.
talking about you, talking love, saying things I wanna hear. Got me ready to fuck, and I swear I'm gonna dive in your water tonight. Heaven like.
Tonight, man, we can get DJ Too Little in there. But what's your final thoughts, man, before we get out of here? 40 seconds left.
Man, do what you love and be who you are, man. It's kind of like Don Cornelius used to say, you know, love, peace, and soul. You know,
yes,
but in modern day and age, man, you got to be who you are and do what you love, man.
Man, dig that, man. And on my last note, man, inspired by Roy Lee, man, enjoy everyday life smiles, man. Yeah. Make sure, man, y'all pay attention to what's going on out there. Yeah. Rest in peace, that boy, man. Y'all go check him out, man. That was a great, great comedian, man. Great guy, man. Y'all go check him out. This has been a wonderful Top On It, baby. Until next time, we out.